That it is, and there's been a lot of speculation about Brian Koberger over the last couple of days. It's been a dramatic Koberger week, really. He had the hearing on Monday, and we're closing out the week with speculation of could he be involved in another murder? There's been a lot over the last 24 hours that have come to light. Some things pointing in the direction that, gee, maybe. And then just as fast as the gee, maybe comes about, you have other information that comes out that kind of contradicts it. From the Stroud Area Regional Police Department saying, no, I don't think so. There's no evidence. Anyway, here's the story. We're going to talk about it, and we'll let you decide as to what's going on. So earlier in the week, we learned that Brian Koberger's parents, both of them, were called to testify before investigative grand jury in Pennsylvania. The case is related to Dana Smithers, who's a 45-year-old woman who went missing in May of 2022 in Monroe County, the same county where Koberger lived. They eventually did find a decomposing body a little ways after that. A source close to the case saying that Koberger has a solid alibi and is likely not connected to Smithers' disappearance, but a grand jury has not concluded their proceedings and their investigation is ongoing. I don't know about you, but I find it to be a little more than a coincidence that Brian Koberger's parents are being called to testify in front of a grand jury about a missing woman while their son is being tried for the murder of four college students in Idaho. That's a lot, yeah, lot of coincidence right there to have happen involving missing or dead people.
Well, and I don't feel like they would go through with bringing the parents in unless they really had something that was really pointing to him. They're not going to waste everybody's time like that.
Well, unless it's to exonerate him on that, if they were to go in there, talk to the parents, really ask questions, trying to get probative evidence to figure out, you know, could he have possibly been involved? I mean, it could be that. It could be exactly that. But there's a lot of weird things that point to maybe there is something there. I should note that the area police department, the Stroud Area Regional Police Department, has issued a press release because of all of the speculation on this. It says the Stroud Area Regional Police Department is aware of the many currently reported news articles in which various media outlets have reported connections between SARPD's Dana Smithers missing person investigation and the Idaho murder suspect, Brian Koberger. The SARPD has no evidence, and on all caps, that Dana Smithers' disappearance is in any way tied to the Idaho murder suspect, Brian Koberger. Okay, well, then why are his parents being called to testify?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Cool. I mean, I that's great if there's no evidence. But my next question is, would they really tell us if there was no evidence connecting him? I mean, keep in mind, when they were trying to find the suspect in the Idaho 4 murder case, they continued to tell us, we don't have any leads on who this is yet. And then all of a sudden, boom, they got the guy that they think is him, and they've been tailing him for weeks, but telling the public, we don't really think we have anything, which led to the public thinking they were all incompetent, but they really weren't.
Exactly. And that's probably what's going to happen is they brought in the parents, and I don't know anything. Believe me, I don't know anything. But maybe something was revealed where they're like, oh, shit, we've got something here. Let's just keep it quiet until we really get all of our ducks in a row. And then, boom, one morning we're going to wake up and go, oh, my God, they're charging him with this, too.
Well, it's interesting to know that his parents were over there testifying. I mean, that's a secret grand jury. So that leaked somewhere. We don't know who or how that leaked, but it seems very, very bizarre. There's also another interesting piece of information. You know, when you can on Google, if you get into the analytics of it, you can look up terms that have been searched for. And you can see, however minute they may have been searched for, if they have been searched for, and what dates they were searched for, and how many times they were searched for. This is typically used by advertisers to determine keywords and things like that to use. You can also use it in a murder investigation to see if maybe, and they looked this up early, actually, about the names of some of the victims to see how frequently they were being searched in a certain time window. And there was quite a bit. With this, the search term, Brian Koberger wanted.
Oh, boy.
Was searched beginning in January of 2022. The last search in August of 2022. Searched for quite a bit, actually, over that period of time. Makes you kind of wonder if Brian Koberger was searching himself to see if there was something out about him. Why would Brian Koberger wanted be a search term anybody would be looking for prior to the Idaho murders?
Right.
If he had nothing going on. I mean, it's very bizarre to see the spikes like that, but also indicative of someone who seems to like stats and data and operates very much on that, searching for himself. Now, we don't know it was Koberger that searched Brian Koberger wanted, but somebody was.
Quite a few people, it looks like. It could be him.
I'm thinking it's him over and over and over, yeah. Kind of in an obsessed sort of way. I don't know.
And what you said, the last one was what, April 22nd?
The last search of Brian Koberger wanted in 2022 was in August. I don't know the exact date, but it shows like mid-August is the last time it was searched. Obviously, the murders took place in November, but this other murder was unsolved, still is unsolved. And if someone committed the crime when you're searching for your... I don't know why you would think your name would show up online under wanted before actually getting, you know...
Tony, let me bring this up to you. I'm in the Google Trends right now. If you type in past 5 years, mm-hmm. Now granted, we haven't heard about him. When what was the year of the murder? Was it 2022?
Yes, the Idaho murders took place in November. The murder, are we talking about? Which murder are we talking about?
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah, the Idaho 4. So if you go back and click past 5 years, mm-hmm. I get a search from June 3rd through the 9th, 2018. I'm sorry, December 16th through the 22nd of 2018, there were 34 searches for Brian Koberger wanted. Nobody knew who this guy was.
All the way back in 2018?
2018.
Well, that's interesting.
Isn't it? That is freaky. So am I looking at a search that he himself did? Oh, I got chills.
You might be. I mean, unless this is someone who's been paranoid about having committed other crimes and searching for themselves, I mean, why would you be searching for that? Your sub.
Right.
It's very bizarre. Very,
it is.
Very bizarre. We don't know what the connection is, if any. And according to that tweet from the police department, there's no evidence that Dana Smithers' disappearance is in any way connected to Brian Koberger.
Oh, that's just terrifying. I sent you a text of it.
I'm looking
right
now.
You've got
your
phone near
you. Yeah.
And it says 34 searches. And that's in 2018. So who's searching for Brian Koberger wanted back in 2018?
And it's a very unique Koberger. I mean, it's not like Jones.
No.
And then the spelling of Brian,
and the
too.
Spelling of Brian. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very different.
It's very unique in terms of search terms. Brian Koberger wanted 34 all the way back to 2018. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it is. Did we just uncover something?
I don't know. We may have. Because wow. It goes way back. And it makes me start to wonder about other things. How far back does this go? Like, I wonder about Alec Murdaugh and many other people where it's like this Daybells, all that, this cycle of things. It doesn't always just suddenly start up and then that's the only thing that they did. I don't know.
I'm so creeped out right now.
It's very bizarre that you found that. I have many more questions now than I did at the beginning of our podcast today.
Me too. Wow. I thought, what the heck? I'm going to click on past 5 years just to see what comes up. And there's all these spikes. And some of the spikes say zero, which I'm not sure exactly what that means. But then there's that other one that's 34 times his name was searched. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, there you go. We learned something new this morning on how far back it was searched. Do that. Give me that screenshot. Like, take a better screenshot of that. Like, literally do a print screen like and send that to me. So I'm going to put it out on our Twitter feed and see what the feedback is going to be.
Absolutely.
On that.
Yeah.
Very, very bizarre as we learn more and more about Koberger. So there you go. We'll keep you up to date on that as far as where that all goes. And yeah, I'm interested about what that means all the way back into 2018. Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast. Going to weigh in on any of this. Of course, you can. 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in with your feedback on any of the cases we're following for you right here. For Stacey, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.